This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Loretta Dorado, last name D for David, O R, A for Apple, D for David, O, first name Loretta, L for Larry, O R, E for Europe, T for Tom, T for Tom, A for Apple. Date June 9th, 2026, period, new paragraph. She is a 68-year-old female patient who comes with a history of shortness of breath on walking about 3 to 5 blocks, period. Her functional capacity in last few weeks has remained same, period. No history of any recent chest pain or chest tightness, other period. In October of 2025, she had a left upper precordial dull, mild aching chest pain 4 to 5 times for about 2 days, but none at night, period. No history of any dizziness or syncope, period, she has. History of vertigo, which she experiences 2 to 3 times in last 2 years. And according to her, it is more like a balance problem. And lately, the balance problem has increased, period. No history of palpitation, coma, cough with expectoration, or edema of feet, period. No history of any upper respiratory tract infection, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period. I for India, capital, period. Problem, period. New paragraph. Past history. In November of 2007, patient had two coronary stents. Period. The first stent was to the proximal LAD, L capital, A for India cap, sorry, A for Apple capital and D for David capital, period. The diameter of the stent was 3 millimeter and length 12 millimeter, period. Another was in the mid LAD, mid M for Mary, I for India, D for David, and it was 2.5 millimeter diameter and 12 millimeter long, period. Both the stents were Texas Express stent. Texas, T for Tom, A for Apple, XUS Express, EXPRESS stent, period. In October of 2023, she had a 3-vessel bypass surgery, vessel VESSEL bypass surgery, period. He had a left internal mammary artery to left anterior descending artery. Beyond midpoint, period, the vein graft to OM1 branch of the circumflex artery, O for oil and M for Mary, period. The next vein graft to right posterior descending artery, period. On June 10, 2024, due to chest pain, she had a cardiac cath, period. According to cath report, her ejection fraction was 65%, period. The LAD had a 75 to 80% ostial narrowing, but Lima, L for Larry, I for India, M for Mary, A for Apple, to LAD, L capital, A for Apple Capital, D for David, was widely patterned, and flow in distal LAD was good. L capital, A for Apple, D for David, capital, period. The OM1 branch, OM for Mary, one branch, had 100% ostial narrowing, and the vein graft to OM1 branch was 100% occluded, period. OM1 branch was getting good collaterals from right posterior right posterolateral branch and LAD branch, period. The vein graft to right posterior descending artery was widely patterned. Widely, W, I for India, D for David, E for Europe, L for Larry, Y, patterned, period. The right coronary artery and its posterolateral branch did not show any significant narrowing, period. The distal circumflex artery had a 70% narrowing, period. Since then, patient was managed medically, period. November 14, 2025, patient had a IV, I for India, V for Victor in capital letter, Lexi scan, which showed small reversible perfusion defect in lateral wall distally, period. The ejection fraction was 62%, period. The mid and basal septum was severely hypokinetic, period. Mid anterior wall was moderately hypokinetic, period. Since then, patient condition has remained stable as far as the chest pain is concerned, period. New paragraph. Patient has a history of hypertension, period, diabetes, period, and hypercholesterolemia, period. She has been taking Nexlizet, N for Nancy, E for Europe, X, L for Larry, I for India, Z for Zebra, E for Europe, T for Top, one tablet per daily to control her cholesterol, period. The patient says she cannot tolerate any statins, and also she cannot tolerate Leqvio. Spelling of the Leqvio is L for Larry in capital, E for Europe, Q, U, I for India, O, period. On May 29, 2026, her LDL, L for Larry, in capital letters, D for David, and L for Larry in capital letter was 46 milligram percent, period. No history of any previous myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph, allergy. Lisinopril and Percocet. Lisinopril, L for Larry, R for India, S for Sam, I for India, N for Nancy, O, P for Peter, R, I for India, L for Larry, and Percocet. P for Paul in capital letters, E for Europe, R, C for Charlie, O, C for Charlie, E for Europe, T for Tom, causes numbness of the lips and she cannot tolerate, period. She also cannot tolerate statins, period. She says she cannot take clindamycin, C for Charlie, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, D for David, A for Apple, M for Mary, Y, C for Charlie, I for India, N for Nancy, N, guafenazine, G, U, A, F for Frank, E for Europe, N for Nancy, E for Europe, S for Sam, I for India, N for Nancy, period, new paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 44 due to myocardial infarction, and mother died at the age of 79, but the cause is unknown, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Homan sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsalis pedis, which are 4x4, and posterior tibial not palpable, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity, 160 over 99.0 millimeters of mercury, period. Patient says her blood pressure generally is good at home, and this could be due to white coat hypertension, code C, O, A for Apple, T for Tom, hypertension. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, period. No S4, period. And there is a ejection systolic leak and ejection systolic murmur, 2x6 in the aortic area, period. No other heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm and T inversion, V1 to V4, which may suggest possibility of anterior ischemia, period, new paragraph. Analysis, this patient has shortness of breath on mild exertion, and which according to her has increased in last 1 year, and her functional capacity has decreased by about 50%, period. She does have uncontrolled hypertension in the office, but she claims it could be because of the white coat. And so patient is advised to monitor her blood pressure closely at home and report if blood pressure is higher than 130 to 140 over 80 millimeters of mercury, period. In the meantime, plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy and valvular lesions. V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry. V for Victor, U, L for Larry, A for Apple, R, lesions, period.